There are a number of ways that you can make sound in this piece. First, there's the old-fashioned way, carry a boombox. How many people brought boomboxes, brought their own? A few? Okay, so I have tapes for you guys. I brought, I started out with 28 boomboxes, but I did it in North Adams the other night and two of them died. So I have 26 boomboxes that any one of you can carry if you would like to. I don't know, should we just bring them in right now and hand them out? Or, the other way is to play it on your smartphone or a similar device. You can play it right through your phone. There are various kinds of speakers. I strongly recommend, we should have probably pounded this home earlier, but I strongly recommend Bluetooth speakers.
Yes?
Oh, are you? I thought you were asking a question. Oh, you want boomboxes. Yeah, please take the boomboxes. This is how we make sound. Did anybody bring a Bluetooth speaker? Is anybody actually using them?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. Bluetooth. Our whole family will be Bluetooth stuff today. Let's see. More people want boomboxes? Yeah. Let's get them all handed out. I think they're just. It looks like we have two in the back. Three. Any more boomboxes? We have two. We have at least two. All right, so I assume if you are using a Bluetooth speaker that you figured that out, how to connect and do all that. If you have one of my boom boxes, it's probably all set up. Check the volume. It should be, like, say, 9 out of 10. Other than that, all you have to know is where the play button is. Well, of course, with your phones, turn up both your Bluetooth speaker and your phone, either all the way up or almost all the way up. Other than that, Aliba's always telling me to, if you have a box and you don't mind it, carry it high, out, up and out. It really works, because like the worst thing to do is to hold it down here and have it blasting into your leg. But even that works. You have a question? Yes, if you're using the app or any of those, yes, it's random one of four. Yeah, if you use the app, it selects one for you. If you go to the website, just pick one, two, three, or four. It doesn't matter. There are so many different ways. If you go to unsilentnight.com, you can just instantly download one of the four tracks. There is an Unsilent Night app, but if you don't have it loaded already, maybe it's a little late in the game to get that going. I mean, it's easy to load. It's just Unsilent Night, and it's available for Apple or Android. So in a few minutes, we are going to head out of here and walk up to the bottom of Warren Street. That's where we'll start.
Stay on the edge. They're over there.
find them, the text. Periscope by my phone.
Said Periscope is back now.
What's that? Because I have to. Do you want me to try it with my phone, Max, or you want to do it without?
Sure. Well, I'm trying to
fix something for Daddy.
Again.
park by the studio.
Thank you.
Go back now. Rewind. Okay.
Now we have to.
If you have one of my boomboxes, don't rewind. Just hit stop. I'll rewind them later, plugged into the wall.
And now just the golf carts right there. If you could just bring them all to the golf cart, that'd be great.
All right.
But other than that, I mean, thank you, Hudson. That was fantastic. Woo! Thank you for your effort.
Yeah. Bravo.
I started this piece years ago in New York. It was like a very New York thing to do. I never thought I would do it in other cities, but then when I've gone to other cities, I mean, like when I took it to San Francisco, it was like, whoa, this, you know, every now and then I find a city. You are the San Francisco of the Hudson River Valley.
Yes!
Next year? See you next year.
Next year, December, yeah.
Thanks,
December 2nd, 2017.